Bradley Martin was a member of the Phipps family, and they were partners of Andrew Carnegie in the early steel industry in the United States. Bradley was a bright, wild young man, very handsome, then went off to war, where he was wounded in North Africa, and came back, was in hospital, divorced his wife, married his nurse, and collected books happily ever after. Now, he had some collections that you'd think of as collections. He had some collections that were what a great practicing ornithologist would have, and those were the bird book collections. And they were absolutely wonderful. There was a time I went to visit him in Virginia, and it was right when Mrs. Thatcher had gone into the Falkland Islands, and Bradley was trying to find his copy of Birds of the Falkland Islands to see what might be happening to them. And his daughter was extremely delighted by his collecting and thought that was wonderful and helped out. But the members of his family who were farther away thought it was really pretty stupid and that Uncle Bradley was kind of dumb. Then he died, and his auctions brought in $32 million, which was better than their investments, even though that wasn't why he had collected them. And so they thought that maybe Uncle Bradley wasn't so dumb. And I don't know if it turned any of them from polo to collecting, but at least they learned something.